It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Oprah Winfrey recently revealed in a conversation on stage at the Cannes Lions Festival that Whitney Houston once fell off her stage during a 2009 appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she said it was after Whitney had relapsed on drugs.
If that story got out that she'd fallen off of the stage, she would be destroyed by that. And so even though the audience was there and the audience had cameras, I begged them not to put those pictures out because it would ruin her life, and they did not.
Here's the thing. She has angered Whitney Houston's family and her estate. And why tell that story now? Why? Okay. Michael Caine voiced a new audio version of The Odyssey. Sort of. He actually let an AI company replicate his voice for the job. And Tom Hanks says advances in AI could allow Woody's voice to continue in future Toy Story films even after he stops acting. Olivia Rodrigo spoke with Good Morning America about her Daisy Chain Fields Festival.
100% of the net proceeds of the festival go to charity, which is something.
100%.
Yeah. And all of the incredible artists who are on the bill are doing it for free for charity, which is just a real testament to their hearts as well as their talent.
Okay. So the star-studded lineup includes Chappell Roan, Stevie Nicks, and Sarah McLachlan. Daryl Hall revealed he's had a kidney transplant. He received the organ from a, quote, very kind and generous living donor. It happened a couple weeks ago, and I'm already starting to feel better. Well, good for him. Keke Palmer addressed the dating rumors involving Sean Evans, the host of The Hot Ones.
First of all, I love Sean Evans. I love Sean. Hey, Sean. That's my guy. You know, we hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, we start off at college. You never know what can arise from there. You know, so we just take it day by day.
Interesting. The pair were recently photographed together at a Brooklyn restaurant. Evans previously admitted to having a crush on Palmer during a 2023 appearance. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid's keeping it playful ahead of the anticipated wedding of Uncle Trav and Taylor. He was asked what he was getting them for their wedding.
Yeah, that's a great question. You'd have to ask my wife that. Yeah, most wives. Yeah. So, but I'm gonna give Travis a couple throws, just a couple of new routes. He'll be as happy as can be.
Timothée Chalamet and Selena Gomez will headline Illumination's upcoming animated feature Not Alone, set for release on April 16th, 2027. And Cardi B showed off a massive Chanel haul on TikTok, featuring 5 bags and pairs of shoes worth more than $52,000.
So join me on my next haul. Bye. Love y'all. And don't get it twisted. Just because you see these things, I don't have no money. I don't have no money. This is all an illusion.
Girl, there was a giraffe figurine purse reportedly reselling for $29,000 and a Superman vanity purse priced at $3,575. But you don't have no money. A new preview of Tom Cruise's upcoming comedy Digger is mostly a montage of his past roles. What? With just a taste of his new character at the end? What? I don't get it. And a dirt alert. No, I forgot. It's a Kardashian alert. Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi have reportedly taken their relationship to the next level, making their romance official during a trip to Australia ahead of the actor's birthday. The couple has become inseparable since they began dating earlier this year, and Kendall is said to definitely see a future with the Oscar-nominated actor as their relationship continues to grow more serious. And that's the Daily Dust. Oh, my.
What can I say except you're welcome?